Okay, good morning, everybody. In Feiluch and Chanukah, today's daf is Pesachim daf Chav Gimel. We are holding on daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We are already at Vaharei Truma, about 8 lines into the page on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Zechus Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Kelmer Shlita Yehuda Ben Rivka Leah, Shav Refuah Shleima B'Soch Shar Chalei Yisrael. It's also sponsored by Avi and Esti Goldstein and family, Lezecher Nishmas, my dear Talmud, Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi Ben Avram, Alav Hashalom, whose second yard site is this coming Shabbos, and Hashem B'Shav, continued Aliyah through all of our learning, and also sponsored by Eric Kotkin, in memory of his grandfather, Aaron Ben Eliyahu, Alav Hashalom, and Hashem B'Shav, and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and what the Gemara is going to do today is just continue the sugya that we started yesterday. We've been discussing, 2 days ago already, we've been discussing whether whenever the Torah says that something is Aser B'Achila, does it automatically mean that it's Aser B'Hana'a as well? And we had a machlokas between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avohu, where Rabbi Avohu holds that all Isurei Achila are also Aser B'Hana'a, whereas Chizkiyah holds that only those that use the Lashon of Lo Ye'achel. When it says Lo Ye'achel, that includes an Isra Hana'a. So we're going to bring another 5 rayas that the term Achila does not always include an Isra Hana'a. We had 5 rayas yesterday, we're going to bring another 5 rayas today. The first 3 of those rayas are against only Rabbi Avohu because they're from Lashonos of Achila that do not seem to include an Isra Hana'a, and the last 2 are against both Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avohu from Lashon of a Lo Ye'achel that also doesn't seem to include an Isra Achila and Hana'a. That is unnecessary. Thank you. So that is the first order of business is the 5 additional rayas about the Isra Hana'a involved in Lo Ye'achel. The Gemara then tries to relate the machlokas between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avohu to machlokas Tanaim about chelev of a nevela. That somehow a machlokas about the details of chelev of a nevela is going to relate back to this machlokas between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avohu. And after analyzing so many different psukim that speak about Isurei Achila, the Gemara tries to find if there are any examples where Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avohu actually disagree with each other. Meaning, in the way they get to the halacha, sometimes they disagree, but what the halacha is, it seems that they always agree with each other in the end of the day. So is there anything that there's actually machlokas about? And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to bring an additional source for the Isser Hana'a of Chametz. Where do we know that Chametz is Aser B'Hana'a? So let's begin. Raya number 6. We are about 8 lines into the page. On daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Vaharei Truma. First one line is Lema'et. So says Gemara Vaharei Truma. Drachmana Amar V'kol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. Pasuk says, when it comes to Truma, V'kol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. It doesn't say Lo Yochel. It says Lo Yochal. Utnan, and the Mishnah tells us, Ma'ar but more importantly for us, Uli Yisrael b'truma, that you're allowed to make an Erev Tchumin with truma for a Yisrael. Now Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. The pasuk says lo yochal, and apparently he's allowed to have an Erev made out of truma. So apparently he's allowed to get hana'a from truma. So how can you say that every time it says the lashon of achila, it means nisra hana'a as well? So Amar Papa Shaini Yasam Domakra Trumaschem Shalachem Tei. Yeah, you know, Chidami, that's why the pasuk has to go out of its way to say truma. Dafka to teach that it's mutar b'hana'a, but had it not said shumaschem, the default position would be that lo yochal means that it's aser b'hana'a. V'idach shumaschem to call Yisrael ka'amar, and Chizkiyah who says that lo yochal anyway doesn't imply an iser hana'a. So what does he use shumaschem for? Shumaschem is just an expression that the truma of the Jewish people. It's not coming to tell me any specific halacha that you are allowed to use truma in one way or another. It's just a general expression, the truma of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, I'll bring another raya from that same Mishnah. V'arei Nazir, when it comes to a Nazir d'Rachmana Amar, where the Pasuk tells us about a Nazir, that Mechatzan b'yad zog lo yochal, that he's not allowed to eat grape products, utnan ma'arvel nazir b'yayin, and that same mission we just quoted from Maseches Erevin, where we said ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin l'Yisrael b'truma. Let's go back to that first phrase, ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin. You can make an eruv for a nazir with the yayin. Aye, but it says lo yochal about yayin for a nazir. So how can you make an eruv? Isn't he getting anah from it? Doesn't it include an isra anah? Some razut shayni asam. You're right. It includes an isra anah, but over there, damakra, the pasuk says nizro. shalo yehei, that it's from Nizro we learn that it's dafka shalo yehei, that he is allowed to get hana'a from those things that he has to be a nazir from. Rav Ashi amar kadosh yagadol parasar rosho gidulo kadosh vein davar acher kadosh, that the Torah dafka identifies his hair, the growth of hair as kadosh. It gets burnt in the Beis HaMikdash as part of the procedure, but his hair is kadosh, but implying that that's the only thing that's kadosh. So says Gemara, well, is that really what it implies? Midi vein davar acher ksiv. Does it say vein davar acher kadosh? It says gidulo kadosh. It doesn't say ein davar acher. And mechavertik is marzutra. So marzutra's answer was the better answer, that since it says nizro, we darshan shelo yehei, but so far ein achinami. When it says lo yochal, it includes both an israchila and an israna. Why are you allowed to get anah from truma? And why is a nazir allowed to get anah from grapes? Because there's a special pasuk that dafka allows it to tell us to go against the rule. But the rule still remains the rule, that whenever it says lo yochal, it means both an israchila and an israna. The Chasam Sofer raises the question, we're quoting this Mishnah in Maseches Erevin, and the Mishnah says that Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin l'Yisrael b'truma. So which one would you ask from first? No, the Mishnah first tells us nazir b'yayin and then Yisrael b'truma. Why are we asking the kasha from truma and only then asking the kasha from nazir b'yayin? It's against the order of the Mishnah. So the Chasam Sofer just points out, yeah, but that's the order of the Torah. The Yisr of truma l'zar is said in the Torah before the Yisr of yayin to a nazir, and that's why we're going in the order of the Chumash. However, the Chibina Rav suggests differently. In the Chuvas Doviv Mesharim, he suggests that the Kasha from Chum is a better Kasha than the Kasha from Nazir. Because I might have thought that the Nazir is not Asir Bahana with Yayin, because even his Isser Shtiyah B'Yayin is really only temporary. A Nazir is gonna, his Nazirus is going to end, or he could be Shaol on his Nazirus and he could be Mutter right away in drinking the Yayin. So since even his Isser Shtiyah is such a Shvacha Isser Shtiyah, it's such a weak Isser Shtiyah, so I might have thought that that's why it's not an Isser Hana. So we ask from the stronger place first, and that is from Truma. That's also an assumption that we would ask from the stronger place first. The other answer that Chibina Rav gives, also somewhat creative, is based on the Shita of Rashi in Maseches Nazir, whoever that may be, meaning it's pretty clear it's not Rashi, but the Rashi in Maseches Nazir, that Rashi writes in Maseches Nazir, that Nazir is mutter to drink Yayin Shal Kiddush, that even though Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, when it comes to Kiddush, he's allowed to have wine Shal Kiddush. Why? Because the mitzvah of drinking Yayin Shal Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Whoa, that is a wild shita. That first of all, to say that Kiddush beyond just Kiddush B'dvarim is d'oraisa. To say that Kiddush B'dvarim is d'oraisa, that's clear. Zachar Siyom HaShabbos L'Kadshah. You have to say Divrei Shavach V'Kiddush of Shabbos, the way the Rambam defines it. Okay, we formalize it with a bracha. To say that that's d'oraisa is also unusual. To say Kiddush Alakos, that you need a kos there, also a very great Kiddush. But then to say that you actually have to drink the kos, that not only a Kiddush Alakos d'oraisa, and there's such a day in the Bali Atosfos later in this Masechta, but to say that you actually have to drink the kos, so that's unique. That's unique to Rashi in Maseches Nazir. But if you assume like that Shita of Rashi in Maseches Nazir, that the requirement to drink the kos Shal Kiddush is d'oraisa, so one might have thought that your ma'ariv b'yayin that he's going to need for Kiddush, that the yeruv that you're making is the wine that he needs for Kiddush, so it's not even also ba'achila for him, and therefore he's allowed to get anah from that yayin, because that yayin he's even allowed to drink. And that's why we dafka save the raya from nazir till after the raya from truma, because the raya from truma is a stronger raya. Another point that comes up over here, Tosus points out in Dibra Maschil Ma'arvin over here, that the kash of the Gemara about truma is only according to the Shita that you can make an Erev Tchumen even for a Dvar Rashus. Even when the reason you need to go outside of your Tchum is not a Dvar Mitzvah, it's purely a Dvar Rashus. Because if you hold like the Shita Maseches Erev and Daf Lamed Aleph that were only Ma'ariv L'Dvar Mitzvah, then you have no Raya that Truma is Mutar Ba'anah, because you're using Truma for what? For an Erev. But if you're only allowed to be Ma'ariv for Dvar Mitzvah, Mitzvah Slav Lehanos Nitnu, that doesn't technically, halachically qualify as Hana'a, so it wouldn't be considered that you got Hana'a. So that's how Tosa suggests. The Reb Chaim Eizer in the Tshuva and Achiezer says that that's very dachuk. How did the Gemara know that Rabbi Avohu holds like that Shita that you're Ma'ari, Vaflu Dvar Rishus, to the point that we're using it as a Kasha? I mean, it wouldn't have been an obvious answer. Rabbi Avohu just doesn't know that way. He doesn't know that you're only Ma'ari Vlu Dvar Rishus. He holds that you're, he doesn't know that you're even Ma'ari Vlu Dvar Rishus. He holds that you could be Ma'ari only the Dvar Mitzvah. Why doesn't the Gemara just say that? The Gemara must be assuming thing that he holds that Yer Ma'ariv even for Dvar Rishus. So therefore, Chaim Moses suggests that the Raya of the Gemara is not from the fact that you're allowed to make an Eruv with Truma, even though that's called Hana'a. No, that would not be called Hana'a. Making the Eruv, that's a mitzvah. That's not called Hana'a. The Raya is that if Truma were Asur Ba'ana'a, it would have been considered Hefker. And you're not allowed to be Ma'ariv with Pas that's Eina Shalom. You need to use your own food for the Eruv. And if it were Asur Ba'ana'a, it wouldn't be considered your own food. It would be considered Hefker. So that's the real Raya that the Gemara is bringing according to Reb Chaim Eiser. Okay, so says Gemara Vayter now, Raya number, 8 in our sugya, Vahare Chadash. What about Chadash? Rachmana Amar, Pasuk says, when it comes to Chadash, when it comes to Tefuah Chadasha, Lechem V'kali V'charmel Lo, Sochlu, Adetam Eyom Hazeh, uses the term Sochlu, Utnan, Kotzer, L'shach, Asumach, L'Behema, and yet the Mishnah tells us you're allowed to feed the Chadash to the Behema, so apparently you're allowed to get Hana'a from it, even though it says the lashon of lo sochlu. If you recall earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Aleph, we discussed whether you're allowed to handle chadash before the zman heter, before the bringing of the carbon omer. Right? The Gemara says that they used to do it. That they, as soon as the carbon omer was brought, the shukei Yerushalayim were full of all the new grain. Somehow it was full of all the new produce. But there was a question whether the chacham were happy about that or unhappy about that. But now we're talking about just actually getting hana'a from it while it's before it becomes mutter. Can you get any hana'a from it? And the Mishnah says that yes, you can. You can be machil behema. So how can you say that whenever we have an isra achil, it includes an isra hana'a? Here you see that chadash which has the lashon of an isra achila, you're allowed to get hana'a from some. Rav Shmaya shayni yasam damakra kitzirchem. Kitzirchem shelchem yehei. And Rechinami, this is another exception because the Torah says kitzirchem v'idach, and the other opinion would say Chizki would say kitzirchem to call Yisrael mashma. No, I don't need kitzirchem to tell me that you're allowed to get enough from it. Anyway, you're allowed to get enough from it because it didn't say lo ye'ochel. It said lo sochlu. So what does kitzirchem do? Kitzirchem is just an expression to call Yisrael mashma. It's the kitzirchem of the Jewish people. So says our challenge number 9. Varei shrotzim. What about Shratzim Dirachman Amar Shekatu Lo Yechal. The pasuk says when it comes to Shratzim that Shekatu Lo Yechal. So over here we have a lashon of Lo Yechal, which means both Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo should understand that this includes an Isser Hanaa as well and Utnan. And yet the Mishnah tells us Tzayade Chayeva Ofos V'Dagim Shenizdam Nulehem Minin Tmei. And if you have people who are trappers and they're trapping all sorts of animals or sorts of fish and birds, and they come up with some non-kosher animals, mutu l'mokra l'nachrim, you're allowed to sell them to an achri. But I thought that it says lo ye'achel, and that should include an isra na'a. Why then are they allowed to sell them to nachrim? Shaini hasam domakra lachem, shalachem yehei enochnami, that's also an exception. The pasuk says lachem, and therefore it tells me that you're allowed to get hana'a from them. Iachi afilu chadchil nami, then why does it say only because nizdamnu lahem, because they happen to have run into some non-kosher animals, that's why they're allowed to sell them. If it says lachem, let them trap, let a person go in the business of trapping animals that are minim tameim anyway, and sell them. Why not? If it's lachem, shayniach adamakra, yehu, bav yasan yehu. No, that's where the pasuk says, yehu, bav yasan yehu, to tell me that you're not allowed to do that you're not allowed to go and trap them lachadchila, it's only if it's nizdam nulo. Ulchiski alam in the mitzvah of Yachel umaisi lechem lemishria lo lichtav rachmana lo yechav lo bay lechem. Wait a second. According to Chizkia, that if you just would have used the lashon of lo sochal, lo sochlu, lo yochal, anything but lo yeachel, it only would have implied an iser achila anyway. It would not have implied an isra na. So according to Chizkia, why would we have by shkatzim lo yeachel and then lechem to tell me that it's okay to get hana from it? Just use the lashon of lo sochal, and then I'll know that it's also about chila and it's about na. So I'm like Chizkiah, time of didi, nami meacha. Chizkiah says, no, this is my source. This is the basis of the idea that lo yeachel means an isra chila and an isra na'a. Because it says lo yeachel, and we need an extra word in the pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to get na'a. So this is the basis. This is where it all comes from, that lo yeachel includes an isra na'a. So one of the things that we suggest suggested over here is we said Damakra Yu Bav Yasan Yehu. So it's from the Gemara. It seems that L'chathila you're not allowed to be Osek B'minim Tameim in order to do Schora with Minim Tameim, in order to do business with Minim Tameim. So the Rishonim ask, how is it that people are involved in selling all sorts of animals? People sell horses and donkeys. They're all minim tameim. So Tosso suggests in Dibra Maskel Amr, that the Isser is only by Dvarim Ha'omdim La'achila, but Susim V'chamorim are Omdim L'melacha, and that you're allowed to do Schara with them. And Tosso's quotes that the Yerushalmi says that way as well, and Chidush Rabbeinu David, he brings another makar for this chilek, because the Torah says the Isser L'gabi Shratzim. Why doesn't it say the Yisr by horses? Why does it have to say the Yisr dafka legabe shratzim? Because if you ever have an example of something that's not omeid lemalacha, it's a sheretz, right? Shratzim are clearly not omeid lemalacha. They're only omeid la'achila. If it wanted to include even that which was omeid lemalacha, the Torah would have given an example of a non-kosher animal that's omeid lemalacha. Tosus then asks, and here's a good Chanukah daf yomi coincidence. So far we've had one every single day. Tosus asks, but he doesn't say it explicitly. You have to know a little. Tosos asks in Dibra Maskel Amar, in the second half of Tosos, from a Gemara in Baba Kama, that they were gozer, the Chum were gozer, Ar Ra'ish, Shei Gadil Chazirim, that Ar Ra'ish, who's Megadil Chazirim. So apparently, it's also Midar Raisa to be Megadil Chazirim. So how come we need a Gemara in Baba Kama? It says Ar Ra'ish, Shei Megadil Chazirim. So how's that a daf yomi coincidence? Because if you look in the Gemara in Baba Kama, it says that it was Bizman Beis Chashmonai. It was the Chashmonayim that were gozer, that or ish and megadol chazirim. So since that was the kasha though. Why do they have to make a gzera or ish and megadol chazirim? Anyway, it's going to be asr ba. No, it's going to be asr to be megadol chazirim. It's only if bav yasin you. It's only if you happen to be nizdamnu lo. You happen to have a chazir that walks into your house or something, or in your you happen to have a nevela in your shachtos or something because you messed up a shechita. Only then are you allowed to do schar with it. So Tosfos suggests a number of answers. First of all, he says, Enachinami, it's Midar Raisa. But sometimes, just because something's in the Torah, it doesn't mean people are listening as much as they should. So the Chum had to go out of their way and say, Arur, that this is really bad, and they impose an Arur on people, and then people are going to start taking it. Are going to start taking it more seriously. Bir Alach already writes in one place that sometimes you can have things that are not Saras HaDibros, and people aren't really that interested in it. But if you make a cherem about it, so all of a sudden you get people's attention. Then the Tosfos suggests that maybe the Issa Daraisa is only to be mistaker in a way like you're selling them to a guy to eat, but you're allowed to be mistaker with their shuman or with the hides of the animals. You could be megadol minim tameim to be madlik their chaylev, other types of hana'ah. So the chamur goes there. No, by chazirim you're not allowed to be megadol them even if there's no intention whatsoever of using their meat. You just can't be megadol chazirim at all. Maybe that was the din d'rabbanan that came in. Or Tosa says midar raisa, the issur is only to purchase these animals, but someone who got them by Yerusha maybe is allowed to be megadol the chazirim, is allowed to be megadol be'ema tameya. But by chazirim they made a gezera that even if you got them by Yerusha you cannot keep them, you're not allowed to be megadol them. Chumash Hadeshim quotes from the Gilyon Atosos that the issur of gidul of minim tameim is only an issur midrabanan. So Pnei Yeshua says the Gilyon writes us to answer Tosos kasha that bizman malchus beis chashmonai the chamra gozer not to be megadol chazirim, and then there goes there on the rest of the minim tameim as well. Meaning Tosfos bother. First of all, that sounds like it's daraisa. Second of all, the basic question would only goes there on chazirim. So why only chazirim if all minim tameim are included? So whatever difference you make, you have to say that chazirim are somehow going to turn out differently than all other beima tameim. What taka is the halacha when it comes to doing schora with nevelos and trefos? So over here we have this. Our Gemara quotes this mission that sayadi chayev ha'ofos and dagim that are nizdam lahem these minim tameim that are allowed to sell them to nachrim. And the Gemara says that there's no isur hana'a from them because lachem tells us that you're allowed to get hana from them. The fact that you're not allowed to sell them to an achri lechatchila is because of you shabi avasim you isurim, that as is they're supposed to be asur, but it's only if nizdam nilo that it's going to be mutzah. So Tosiyantiv explains that the lashon of you sounds like it's coming to be marbe isurim, and lashon lechem sounds like it's coming to be mema'it isurim. So once we have a reboy from you to tell me that it's more asur, and lechem to tell me that it's less asur, lo masr nakasav lechemim, lechem got to decide what about behemah tameya is asur and what about it is mutter. So what about it is asur? Doing schara with it is asur. What about it is mutter? That if nizdam nulo, then it's going to be mutter. If you happen to have it as you're trying to run your normal shachtais, and you happen to have nevela, you happen to have trefa, so then you're allowed to sell it. That's nizdam nulo. La halacha, the Rambam paskins in the 8th parak of Hilchos Machlokes Asuros, that anything that's asur b'achila, even though it's mutter b'anah, you're not allowed to do schara with it. And he says that includes all isurim in HaTorah, that you're not allowed to do schara with anything that's asur b'anah. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this in Yeridaya, Simin Kuf Yud Zayin. The Taz, however, quotes a Chuvas HaRashba, that the reason for the isur schara is a chashash shama yavale achla, which means that all things in isur d'rabanan. Whereas the Tos Yantav says, Yehu, Lachem, how do we darshan it, Lomasra Kasav El Chachamim, but it's all based on words in the Torah that tell me that you're not allowed to do schara with behemah tameya and with non kosher animals. The Rashba understands that it's only a din derabanan. So the maskana, the Taz says like the Rashba that it's all an isur midrabanan, and like the Chumash Tadashin writes in the name of Gilyan Atosus that the drasha in our sugya of Yehu is only in asmachta. The Shulchan Aruch writes that if a person has, if it's nizdam nulo, he's allowed to sell him to an achri, and the Ramah says, who had din lekol adam shenizdam nulo nevela treifa b'toch beis. So it doesn't have to be a tsayod. It doesn't have to be someone who works for a living and trapping animals. Anybody that's nizdam nulo. So this is very nogeya this time of year, right? If a person gets a gift from somebody that's not kosher, so you're allowed to turn around and sell it. You can go on eBay and you can sell it. So it's doing schara with machalos asuros. So is that called that you're doing schara, or is that called nizdam nulo? So the Ramah says that nizdam nulo doesn't only mean for a person who's in the business, the food business anyway, and then some non-kosher food came his way. Nizdam nulo means for anybody. So the Shach quotes from the Bach that only that person that's nizdam nulo is allowed to sell it to an achri, because otherwise he would lose out on money. But some other Yisrael is not allowed to buy the nevela and the trefa that was nizdam nulo to the other Yisrael in order to benefit from it. Meaning I can't start a business. You know, I'll think about everyone I know who might be getting gifts from non-Jewish colleagues, and I'll start a business of collecting all the non-kosher gifts. I'll pay them, you know, for 10 cents on the dollar for the value of the gift, and I'll sell it for 50 cents on the dollar, and I'll make money. You know, but say, you're not allowed to do that. You can't make a business out of collecting everybody else's nizdam nulos. There's a tshuva like that in the Ksav Sofer, where one of the Ksav Sofer's Talmidim said that he had just moved into his in-law's neighborhood, and he sees that his father-in-law and everybody else there, when they have pubs or whatever that they serve drinks to Nachrim, and one of the ways that they attract business is that they make them some food also. So they buy all of these trefas from all the shachtaises, all the nevelas that don't work out in the shachtaises, and they cook them and they use them to generate business. So is there any heter for such a thing? So the Ksav Sofer says it's definitely not good, but it may not be. It may be that they have enough to be somechan, especially since we pass on the Rashba that it's only in the Sidra Banan, that probably not to make a big stink against your father-in-law on something like that, but it's definitely not a good idea. Okay, so says Gemara's final raya, number 10. V'harei chametz, we're learning Pesachim. V'harei chametz, Rachmana Omar lo yochel chametz. The pasuk says that you're not allowed to eat chametz. And dafka by chametz, it's lo yeachel chametz. It's a lashon of lo yeachel, which both according to Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo should already include in Isra Hana'a. V'tanya, and yet the Brisa tells us Rabbi Yosei Glili Omar tamal atzmacha hey chametz aser b'hana'a kol shiva. The Rabbi Yosei Glili doesn't think that chametz should be aser b'hana'a. Not on Pesach and not after Pesach. So you see, even though it's a lashon of lo yeachel, apparently not everybody thinks that it's automatically that it's automatically going to be asur ba'anah. So says Gemara, shayni asum damar krav lo yira l'cha sa'or shalcha yehei. That pasuk says lo yira l'cha sa'or. So we darshin shalcha yehei. That in some way it's an exception that the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that it's still somewhat mine. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan will say shalcha yatara aval atara shalachem v'shal gavah. No, from l'cha we learn that if you have chamit shal gavah, that you're not in violation of bal yira ba'yimah. Say if you're not mekabel achrayus on it, right? If you have chamit shel achayim shel gavoa and you never were mekabel achrayus to guard it, so then it's not a violation of bal yira bayim matzav. Yidach trei l'cha ksivi, and the Rabbi Yossi Glili would say, yeah, but it says l'cha twice. V'idach chad benachri shekivashav v'chad benachri shelo kivashav. It may say l'cha twice, but one is about nachri shekivashav and one is about nachri shelo kivashav. That's how the chacham would say whether it's a nachri you have control over or a nachri that you don't have control over. V'idach and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how's he going to know that chametz is mutar ba'anah? After all, the Torah needs both times that it says l'cha in order to be memayid chametz of a guy, whether it's a guy shekivashav tachas yadcha or it's a guy shelo kivashav tachas yadcha. T'lasa l'cha ksivi. Rabbi Yossi Aglili will tell you, it says in the Torah three times l'cha when it comes to chametz. By Pesach Rishon it says lo yira l'cha sa'or, and it says lo yira l'cha chametz, and it says a third time as the fact that it says the third time is to be matir chametz ba'ana. V'idach, and the chachamim who are matir chametz ba'ana, what do they darshan from the third l'cha? So the Gemara answers, the Torah needs to say a third l'cha, chad b'sa'or v'chad b'chametz. That it needs to say one of the luchas for sa'ar and one of the luchas to chametz in order to tell me that both sa'ar and chametz are included in the iser. Utsrichi, and you need both of them to be included in the iser, because if it only would have said that Yisrael is in violation of sa'ar of a guy that's Bereshus Yisrael, I would have said that on chametz of a guy that's Bereshus Yisrael, he's in violation of Bal Yira'eh, even though it's Shel Guy, because chametz is more chamor than sa'ar, because it's Roy Lachila, as opposed to Sa'ar is not Roy Lachila. So I would think, yeah, you don't have a problem with the Nachri, with Chamed Shal Nach, with Sa'ar Shal Nachri, but Chamed Shal Nachri you have a problem. And if the Miyat of a Yisrael not being in violation of owning Chamed when it belongs to a guy, not being in violation by Rabbi Yimatze when it belongs to a guy, would have only said it by Chamed, I would have said that Al Sa'ar Shal Guy, that's Birushos Yisrael, you do violate Bal Yira'ah, because Sa'ar is more Chamer than Chamed in a certain way, in the fact that you could make more chametz with sa'ar. So in a certain sense, chametz is more chamer because chametz is edible. In another sense, sa'ar is more chamer because sa'ar is what's used to make chametz. It's even stronger than chametz itself. It makes chametz. So that's why I need to be told, both by sa'ar and by chametz, that if it's shel nachri, it's not your problem. You're not in violation by yirah by yimatzeh with chametz shel nachri. Okay, now the Gemara is going to try to connect this machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avohu to machlokas tanoim. So lemak tanoim, maybe this machlokas is subject to is really already a machlokas tanoim, because the pasuk says when it comes to chelav of a nevela, pasuk says yeyasel lekol malacha, and it says v'achalo sochluhu. So matam lomar, what is it telling me lechol malacha? It could have said yeyasel malacha. So shiach lemalachas kavah. I might have thought that it's dafka from malacha of hagdish to be mosheach oros of hagdish for bedek abayis yehi mutter. That's what the chelav is mutter for, because you're allowed to it's hutar for achilas hagdish. The chelav of karbanos is brought on the mizbeach, and the fire consumes the chelav of karbanos. So it's mistaver to say that the Torah is matir using the chelav for the benefit of hagdish, even if it's not for achilas hagdish. But lemelachas hedyot yaser. But I would think that to use the chelav for hedyot, that's going to be also for non-hagdish purposes. That's going to be also because it says lo sochlu, and lo sochlu would include an israna as well. Tamalomar l'chol malacha. That's why it says l'chol malacha, that the chelav is mutter even from malachas hedyot. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I don't need a special riboy to tell me that chelav is mutter for a hedyot. When the Torah says v'chelav nevela that yeyasel l'chol malacha, that's as far as tumah is concerned, that chelav is not metame like the basar. That's why the Torah has to tell me that you can be mishtamish with it l'kol malacha, even for things that you need to be shomer the tara of them. Sheyach l'malachas hedyot yetar. I might think that from malachas hedyot chelav nevela would be tar, and it's not metame chulin like nevela, like basar of nevela is metame chulin. Meaning we know basar of nevela is a very strong form Tumah. So it's even Metame Chulin. So Chelev and Avela, maybe that's not Metame Chulin. But Lemelechus Kavoah, Yetame, but maybe Chelev is because Hegdish is so Tumah sensitive, maybe Chelev of an Avela is Metame Hegdish. Tamalomar, L'chol Melacha. The Chelev and Avela doesn't have any Tumas Nevela whatsoever. It's not Metame Chulin, and it's not Metame Hegdish. So before the Gemara explains exactly what the Machlokas is, first the Gemara explains that they're not really arguing La Halacha, that they both hold that Chelev is Mutar Ba'anah, and they hold that Chelev and Nevela is not Metame. They're just arguing about how we get there, which Pasuk teaches it to me. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who explains the Pasuk about Heter Ano'ah, will tell me, because L'tumah L'tara Lo Itzrecha, I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that Chelev is not Metame, that Chelev and Nevela is not Metame. That I already know that it's not Metame. Ki Yisrecha Lissim Heter. I only need the Pasuk to tell me about the Isra Hanoah from Chelev, or the Heter Hanoah from Chelev of Nevela. For Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva explains that the Pasuk is talking about Tumah and Tahara issues, Isra V'Heter Lo Tzarechra. He doesn't need a Pasuk to tell me that it's Mutter to get Hanoah from Chelev of Nevela. Ki Yisrecha L'Tumah L'Tahara. The only reason I need the Pasuk is to tell me that Chelev of Nevela is not Metame. So apparently, they're arguing about whether it's already obvious that you're not allowed to get, that you are allowed to get Hana'ah from Chelev of Nevela. Why would it be obvious? So my love, Ba'akumifli. So aren't they arguing about the following? Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that L'chol Malacha comes to tell me that you're allowed to get Hana'ah from the Chelev. Savar, Lo Sochlu, Masha, Benis, Rechila, Benis, Hana'ah. That because it says Lo Sochlu, that would have already taught me an Isra, not only an Isra Achila, but an Isra Hana'ah as well. And therefore I need a Pasuk to tell me that it's Mutter to get Hana'ah. I need the pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to get hana from chaylev of a nevela, so that I don't think it's included in the isra hana of lo sochlu. Rabbi Akiva savar isra chila mashmar. Rabbi Akiva will say no, lo sochlu never means an isra hana. Lo ye achel might mean an isra hana, but lo sochlu is only an isra chila anyway. Isra hana lo mashma. So there's never an isra hana even to have a havamina about. So what does the pasuk tell me when it says Yehaseh l'chol melacha v'chiyasakra l'tumah tahara? The pasuk must be telling me that chelev of a nevela is not mitame. So that's exactly the machlokas, that if you hold that lo sochlu includes both an isra achila and an isra hana'ah, so then you need l'chol melacha to tell me that it's mutar b'ana. If you hold lo sochlu only includes an isra achila, so then you don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutar b'ana. So that's exactly this machlokas. So says Mar Lo, it's not the same machlokas. It could be that everyone agrees that Lo Sochlu implies both an Isra Achila and an Isra Hana. V'hacha b'hacha miflugi. The machlokas b'tanaim over here is as follows. Rabbi Yossi Aglili savar, kishahutra nevela hi hutra chelba v'gida lo hutru. That when the Torah was matir nevela b'hana'a, when the Torah goes out of its way to be matir nevela bahana'a, maybe only the basar of a nevela was mutter, but the chelev and the gid of the nevela were not included in that heter. So I'm going to need extra psukim to tell me that a chelev of a nevela is mutter bahana'a. And therefore I have this pasuk, Yisukra letra no'udasa. So I need this pasuk of Yisrael, the chol malacha, to tell me that chelev of a nevela is mutter bahana'a. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's really mutter anyway. Because kashrut of a nevela, chelev of a gida nami hutru. When the Torah goes out of its way to be matir basar of a nevela, that's all inclusive. It's basar of a nevela and the chelev and the gid, it includes everything of the nevela. So you don't need a special limud to be matir the chelev ba'ana. I already know it from the fact that the Torah allows basar of a nevela ba'ana that the chelev is included. And therefore this pasuk is extra to tell me about tumah and tahara. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, all that chelev and gid are not considered part of the basar, and therefore they're not included in the heter of basar ba'ana. So good, ashkan chelev the shayir rachman ba'ana el gid name of the asur. So now you've shown me that chelev is mutar ba'ana anyway because I have this pasuk to tell me about chelev. But you haven't shown me any pasuk that gid of a nevela is mutar ba'ana. Meaning, if you're going to say that when the Torah goes out of its way by nevela and tells me machal anachri, and that you can you give it to a ger, you sell it to an achri, it's telling me that it's mutar ba'ana only only the basar is mutabana, and I need another pasuk to tell me that the chelev is mutabana. Where do I know that the gid of a nevela is mutabana? So iba yaseima hachinami dasar. Maybe you'd have to say you're right. It's not mutabana. It's asubana. The iba yaseima maisi lebekal v'chomer. Maybe you could derive from a kal v'chomer from chelev. Uma chelev shanush kares mutabana gid sheinu anush kares lekol shkein. Maybe if chelev, which carries within an isur kares, the chiv kares is mutabana. So for sure, gid, which is not as severe, it's only nisr lav to eat a gid, so for sure that's going to be mutar bana. Rabbi Shimon da Asr, and Rabbi Shimon who says that gid anasha is asr bana because he holds ein begidin benosin tam, a gid anasha is not included in the isr of basar, and therefore it's not, when the Torah's matir basar v'nevela, it's not being matir the gid, why doesn't he learn this same kal v'chomer? Why doesn't he say, well, if chelev is mutar bana and chelev is nisr kares, gid anasha should also be mutar bana? No, because dika lemifrach, because you could slug up the kal v'chomer, malachelev shekein hutar mechlalo. You think chelev shutar mechlalo yitzelchaya? You think chelev is more chomer than gid? Chelev is more kal than gid in a certain sense, because chelev of a chaya is mutar. Tomar begid shalohutar mechlalo yitzelchaya, but a gid of a chaya is going to be aser. So you can't derive a kal v'chomer from chelev to gid, because in a certain sense chelev is more kal than gid is. V'idach and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's he going to do with that pircha? Rabbi Yossi Aglili relies on this kal v'chomer. What's he can do about the fact that by a chaya chelev is more kal? No, behema kamri and behema miyoslovishri. Within the world of behema, chelev is more chamor. Ain't a chinami. Once you move outside of behema, chelev is more kal. But within the world of behema, chelev is more chamor. Samifti osvinu kalani kray v'shaninu. So we have 10 rayas, right? Whether lo socha, lo yochal, lo yeachal. What's in Israel? Chelev. What's in it? And we answered all of them. So chizkiv Rabbi Yavo b'may pligi. What do chizkiv Rabbi Yavo end up arguing about? B'chamis pesach. The Chamis Pesach, according to the Shita of the Cham that disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili and hold that it's Asr Bana, B'Shor Niskal V'Aliba Divrei Kol. And about Shor Niskal, according to everybody, that everyone agrees that it's Asr Bana, but it's just a question of how you get there. Chizkiah Nafik Lein, Me Lo Ye Achel. Chizkiah will say, well, it says Lo Ye Achel by Chamitz and Shor Niskal, so from the fact that he uses that Lashon, it tells me that it's Asr Bana as well. Rabbi Yavo, and Rabbi Yavo holds that the Lashon of Lo Ye Achel is not a special kind of Isra Hana Lashon. Every lashon achil is an isra na lashon. Navig lemi nevela. He darshens it from the isra na of a nevela, from the fact that he darshens these isra na from the fact that the Torah's matir hana'a from a nevela, from the fact that the Torah says you're allowed to give a nevela to a ger and sell it to a guy. So we learn that any other time the Torah asks ba'achila, it asks ba'na as well, unless you have a special hatter. But michti bein lamar bein lamar asun ba'na. But either way, at the end of the day, they both agree that these things are asr bana. So may binayim la halacha, do they argue about anything? The way they arrive at their drashos, okay, that might, they might be arguing about. But is there any argument la halacha between them? Zika binayim chulin shnishchu ba'azara. The machlokas between them might be about chulin shnishchu ba'azara according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when the pasuk says by nevela legera sher b'sherachat itnena va'achala o machala nachri, it's advarim kiksavan, that the Torah is only allowing you to give the nevela to a ger toshav and to sell it to a nachri, but you're not allowed to sell it to a ger toshav. It has to be a matnas chinam to a ger toshav, and you're not allowed to give it bechinam to a nachri. So according to that, you cannot derive from the vela that all these suri achila are asr bana, because there is no exception by nevela. Nevela is not telling me, oh, it's mutar bana. It's telling me very specifically what you're allowed to do with it. So Chizkiah savar lo yachal lemuteani. Chizkiah says that the lo yachal that it says by chametz and by shor niskal, where it doesn't use a normal lashon of lo yochal or lo sochal, is coming to be might and to asher these things by na'a. And when it says by the Yisra Trefel, the Kelet of Shlichno, so we darshan oso, lemutei chulin shnishchu ba'azara. Oso is coming to tell me that you're not allowed to be mashle chulin shnishchu ba'azara to a Kelet, because it's also by na'a. Rabbi Yavol, sever oso lemutei hani. No, oso is coming to be might, chametz and shor niskal, that they're also by na'a, and therefore chulin shnishchu ba'azara lav da'raisa ninu. The Yisra na'a of chulin shnishchu ba'azara is in fact not da'raisa. So in the end of the day, what do they argue about? Chulin shnishchu ba'azara, whether it's asr bana midaraisa or not. See, asr v'umer rabban kamed Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, v'asr v'kamer v'shred Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, minayin l'kol isurim shabatara d'chiyech, d'asurim b'achila chinami asurim bana. How do I know that all isurim in the Torah asr bana? Mind you, what does he mean, all isurim in the Torah? Chamis pesach v'shar niskal. He's asking only about chamis pesach v'shar niskal. Minayin tevik lemin lo yeachal. What do you mean, minayin? Learn it from the fact that it says lo yeachal, which implies otherwise, according to Chizkiya, in Yisra'ana as well. So le'yachal Yisra'chil mashmali, Yisra'ana lo mashmali. No, apparently these Rabbanan assume not like Chizkiya, that lo ye'achal, and not like Rabbi Yavav, that lo ye'achal only means in Yisra'chila, not in Yisra'ana. So where do they know that Chametz Pesach and Shara Niskal are Asavana? So it says there are a few suggestions. Maybe from the fact that the Torah has to be matir nevela, Ba'ana tells you that everything else is also Ba'ana. Well, some like Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Dvarim Kiksavan. Maybe they hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Torah was never matir nevela Ba'ana. The Torah was only telling you two specific things you're allowed to do with the nevela. So Yisav like Rabbi Yehuda, Tepik Leim, Mehech Denafkali Rabbi Yehuda, Lekelev Tashlichon also. So learn it from where Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Treifa. Now Lekelev Tashlichon also, which tells you that that also Atamash Lekelev, but also all other Yisrim Shabbat Torah Rasa Bana Kasavar Chulin Shishku Bazara Daraisa. No, he already uses the Kalv Tashlich Nasa to tell me Chulin Shishku Bazara, and therefore they're stuck with the question: how do I know that Chametz BePesach and Shara Niskal are in fact Asur Bana? So Bez Hashem will go with the third possibility tomorrow, of where we learn that idea Chametz Pesach and Shara Niskal are in fact Asur Bana according to that Shita.